The Good Bacteria Club, a science mystery about helpful bacteria and the body. A word that sounded scary. Maya had always thought bacteria meant trouble. At school, whenever someone sneezed, washed their hands, or threw away old food, someone said, "Watch out for bacteria." So when her teacher, Miss Lena, wrote the word bacteria on the board, Maya crossed her arms. "Bacteria are bad, right?" she asked. Miss Lena smiled. "Some are, but some bacteria are helpful." Maya blinked. Helpful bacteria? That sounded like a mystery. The yogurt clue. The next morning, Maya opened her lunchbox and found a small cup of yogurt. On the lid, she noticed the words live and active cultures. "What does that mean?" she asked her friend Leo. Leo shrugged. "Maybe it means the yogurt is alive?" Maya stared at the cup. Yogurt did not look alive. It just looked creamy. Inside the body map. In science class, Ms. Lena showed the class a big picture of the digestive system. "Many helpful bacteria live in our gut," she explained. "They help break down food and support balance in the body." Maya raised her hand. "So bacteria can live inside us without making us sick?" "Yes," Ms. Lena said. "Some are part of the body's tiny helper team." Maya wrote in her notebook. Clue number two. Some bacteria help digestion. The protection team. Ms. Lena placed two clear jars on the table. One jar was crowded with colorful beads. The other had only a few beads inside. "Imagine these beads are bacteria," she said. "When helpful bacteria take up space, harmful germs have a harder time moving in." Maya leaned closer. "So good bacteria can protect us by taking up room?" she asked. "Exactly," said Miss Lena. "They are like friendly neighbors guarding the neighborhood." Maya wrote. Clue number three. Helpful bacteria can protect the body. The Good Bacteria Club. At lunch, Maya looked at her yogurt again. "So these tiny bacteria are not troublemakers," she said. "They're helpers." Leo grinned. "Like a club?" Maya's eyes lit up. "Yes, the Good Bacteria Club." They imagined tiny bacteria wearing little badges, helping food break down, keeping balance, and guarding the body from unwanted germs. Maya laughed. "I used to think all bacteria were villains, but some are heroes." The food investigation. That evening, Maya and her dad opened the refrigerator. "Are there other foods with good bacteria?" Maya asked. Dad pulled out yogurt, kefir, and a jar of pickles. "Some fermented foods can contain helpful bacteria," he said. "But we have to check the label. If it says live and active cultures, that means helpful microbes may still be alive." Maya added another clue. Clue number four. Some foods can bring helpful bacteria. Not all bacteria are the same. The next day, Maya shared her clues with the class. "I used to think all bacteria were bad," she said. "But some are tiny helpers." Ms. Lena nodded. "That's right. Some bacteria can make people sick, but many are beneficial and help with digestion, protection, and body balance." Maya smiled and held up her notebook. The mystery was solved. Bacteria were not all villains after all. Some belonged to the Good Bacteria Club. Science element. What Maya learned. Some bacteria are beneficial. Helpful bacteria can live in the gut and support digestion, protection, and body balance. Foods that can contain good bacteria include yogurt, kefir, kimchi, sauerkraut, and naturally fermented pickles. Not all bacteria are helpful, though, so clean habits and safe food handling still matter. Look closely. Some of the tiniest helpers may be working for you every day. In this story, Maya discovered that some bacteria are not troublemakers at all. They are helpful microbes that support digestion, protection, and balance in the body. Sometimes science helps solve a mystery, and sometimes the smallest clues lead to the biggest discoveries.